Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. NPR has confirmed that President Biden is considering sending additional troops to NATO countries in Eastern Europe amid concern about a potential Russian invasion of Ukraine. NPR's Greg Myrie is following developments.
U.S. officials are saying Biden is considering a plan to send up to 5,000 U.S. troops to the NATO countries in Eastern Europe. Now, a few important caveats here. No final decision has been made. This is a plan that emerged as Biden was at Camp David this weekend and met with his national security team. The U.S. already has tens of thousands of troops in Western Europe, and so some of these could be moved further east.
Word of a potential U.S. troop deployment comes as NATO says it's putting extra forces on standby and sending more ships and fighter jets to Eastern Europe. The State Department, meanwhile, is ordering family members of all American personnel at the U.S. Embassy in Kiev to leave and also allowing non-essential staff to leave Ukraine. Meanwhile, European Union foreign ministers are meeting today in Brussels, where tensions with Russia top the agenda. Terry Schultz reports that U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will join his counterparts virtually.
EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell says the EU does not at this point see a reason to follow the U.S. and U.K. in withdrawing personnel from Ukraine.
Unless Secretary Blinken gives us information that justifies a move.
The bloc's foreign ministers are teeing up new sanctions against Moscow in an attempt to deter the Kremlin from further aggressive action toward Ukraine or other countries. Borrell would not share when he thinks the measures may be launched.
Be sure that everything will be ready when needed.
EU member countries have different views on what potential action by Russia would trigger further sanctions. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been given the go-ahead to ask the UK's highest court to hear his challenge to a lower court's ruling that allows him to be extradited to the US. The High Court in London today gave Assange permission to appeal the case to Britain's Supreme Court. But before it can move forward, the court must agree to accept the case. Athletes and Olympic personnel are starting to trickle into Beijing. China hosting the Winter Games, which kick off February 4th next week. NPR's Emily Fang reports on the extraordinary measures that China is taking to pull the games off.
Some 13,000 athletes, journalists, and other personnel are traveling into Beijing in the next week. They'll be staying in what Chinese authorities have called closed loops across Beijing and nearby Yanqing and Zhangjiakou, two cities where much of the downhill sports are taking place. These loops are a series of hotels and sports facilities fenced off from the general public and only open to Olympic personnel. The Olympics participants arriving this week must consecutively test negative several days before and after arriving in Beijing, then be tested once a day for the duration of the games. They also must prove they are fully vaccinated. Emily Fang, NPR News, Beijing.
This is NPR News. The high school in Michigan where four students were fatally shot is reopening to students and staff today. The shooting happened at the end of November. Six other students and a teacher were injured. Students have been back in school since January 10th, but attending classes in other buildings. A fellow student is charged with murder and other crimes, his parents also facing charges. The James Webb Space Telescope, which launched on Christmas Day, has almost reached its final destination in space. NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports that later today, mission managers will order the telescope's thrusters to fire so that it goes into a parking spot that's about a million miles away from Earth.
The James Webb Space Telescope was designed to operate far out in space, in a special orbit that keeps its position stable relative to the Earth and Sun. That's so its giant sun shield can block heat coming from that direction. The telescope has to be really, really cold, minus 370 degrees Fahrenheit, to achieve its science goals, like capturing infrared light from some of the earliest galaxies to form after the universe began. In the coming months, mission managers will be adjusting its mirror segments and testing out its instruments. Its first cosmic images are expected to be released to the public this summer. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.
Ahead of Wall Street's opening bell, global financial markets mostly lower today. The major markets in Europe are down. Shares are declining in Paris, London, and Frankfurt. In Asia, though, stocks in Tokyo closed higher. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.